translate what's going on in the world from the perspective of people who have some objectivity, and then there are those who don't. Sometimes we don't like objectivity. We want to hear what we want to hear. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, during this hour of the Good Day program for Thursday, the 25th of April. Yes, 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 and yes. The questions are, is there more on the Boston Marathon bombing? Is it a discussion topic? Is it something that people still are motivated to want to hear? Well, it depends on where you are in the country and what else is going on, frankly. But let's get started there anyway. As the father of these two brothers who carried out last week's bombing in Boston, flying to our country to cooperate with authorities in the investigation, both parents say their sons are innocent. Trouble with the mother coming over here. Apparently, that's not going to be resolved, or is it, Kenny, that she could be arrested because she was charged with shoplifting or something? Is that, where are we with all of that?
There is, that still seems to be up in the air about whether she's going to come back here, and if she came to the U.S., what would happen. Mm-hmm. But the father is, I think he's supposed to be here on Friday.
Bigger picture, the bigger story. So who's paying, just an interesting, hopefully, sidelight question. Do they pay to come? Is the government paying to get them over here to investigate more, or is this just the, what do they do, and what do they add to the conversation as, or the investigation? Because it really is conversation, investigation. The site of the bombing on Boylston Street now been reopened to the public. Let's see here. 33 people remain in the hospital. There were 260 people, as you'll remember, that were hurt altogether in this. So let's get, as this hour continues, a lot of reports, a lot of insight, a lot of input from various talk radio programs around the country that Kenny monitors, radio programs for the most part. Once in a while we throw in some television audio just for good measure. This is from a radio host Chuck Custer and Kelly Lynch talking to Senator Greg Ball of New York about his comments. And the comments call for the surviving suspect to be tortured for information.
You've obviously got a lot of attention nationally and otherwise over this tweet, over the torturing of the Boston bombing suspect or surviving a suspect. And, you know, a lot of people fall on either side. We understand the emotion of the moment, but you seem to be sticking to that stance even 4 days after the fact. I mean, do you think that we should be involved in torture in this case?
Look, I mean, a lot of politicians are full of crap. They're scared to say how they feel. And, you know, God forbid they actually say what's on their mind, because then they wouldn't get reelected. I mean, that would just be the worst thing in the world. What I said is I think what most moms and dads and New Yorkers and Americans feel, that if we could save a single innocent American life, and we can save those lives, and we've seen that what happened where we actually had children being killed in this country, that we would use any means at our disposal, and that's, I'm speaking for myself, not for the, you know, the policy of the United States government, but, you know, I'm telling you from my heart how I feel.
You know, I'm a parent. I've got two young kids, and so I understand where you're coming from. Do I think this guy deserves to be tortured? Absolutely, but I think for me personally, now you're speaking for yourself. I feel like if we start allowing this person to be tortured because he's an American citizen, it could then down the road open the door to other American citizens being tortured at the government's discretion. And I kind of have a problem with that, because similar to the Second Amendment, you start chipping away at it under certain circumstances, and before you know it, your entire right is gone.
I mean, a couple of things, and your point is certainly well taken. Now, you know, we have to understand, and I know that you do, that, you know, terrorists certainly play by certain a different set of rules than your typical conventional engagement. I mean, we're talking about a different battlefield. And also, you know, I'm not even specifically talking about this instance. What I posted on Twitter is to say, you know, if it would save innocent American lives, you know, would you not torture this punk? And that's a very different scenario.
But you're saying, so then you think, I mean, the government should be involved in torture, even of American citizens, if they feel it's justified?
I think that if you, we as an American government, as any government, but certainly in this country, we have to do everything we can in the war against terror to keep innocent Americans safe.
So that's a yes?
And if it means...
I'm asking you as... I'm not trying to pull a Piers Morgan on you.
Yeah, certainly.
As a lawmaker, as someone who's sworn in...
No, you the British accent.
But as someone who actually is a lawmaker, you're saying that you support the use of torture against American citizens?
I think if you look from George Bush to President Obama, and the fact that President Obama has kept Gitmo open, that he has extended drone use above and beyond even the previous administration, the realities of the office are that if torture is necessary to save innocent American lives...
But they're not torturing Americans at Gitmo.
Let me just put it this way, okay? If I could have prevented 9/11 or a 9/11 type incident, if I could have prevented personally, Greg Bowen, I speak for myself, if I could have prevented a Boston-like incident, if sitting down and enjoying a beer with the terrorists would have solved it, I would do it. If it would require a baseball bat, I would do it.
All right, so one wonders the motivation. That's State Senator Greg Ball in New York. What's he running for? Who agrees? Who disagrees? I continue to frame this stuff as if the terrorists are winning, because in this circumstance, they are. That anybody who's a terrorist, whether it's these two, or whether it's an Al-Qaeda group, or whether it's the people that blew up the federal building, the more of this kind of conversation that we have, the more understand how weak some people are. The Constitution is the Constitution. Is this all a conspiracy to break down the Constitution, to take away your rights, and to make this a police state? That's a legitimate question that comes at a time when all of the institutions that we have that have to do with law and order are being attacked by people who want to get to the truth, so they say. Really? Getting to the truth. And whether it's waterboarding, any kind of torture, and that is not something that has been condoned or a part of the American scene. But because you can follow this trail and like it or lump it, we've gotten involved in lots of places in the world to protect the rights of American business, mostly oil companies, and it has not been to the satisfaction of the people who are in these countries. And therefore, people who wanted power and control, just like politicians here and everywhere else, Al-Qaeda, the leaders of Al-Qaeda, they're politicians. They want power. They want control. So is it beyond belief, way beyond conjecture, way beyond the possibility of reality, that the things that have been set up and created, which disturbed, starting here, going elsewhere, disturbing the way of life in countries that we have really nothing to do with, and disrupting them to the point where they give people who are looking for power and control over other people, usually in less educated countries, with less educated people, then they turn that around and use the things that we have started and motivated them to do as a reason to come back at us and do things of a horrible nature like this. And it goes back and forth, back and forth, and back and forth. Meanwhile, the things that we hold most dearly, that is the value of a country that has protected itself with the Constitution, thrown out the window. So sooner or later, what does that result in? Results in the bad guys winning and the good guys losing. Now, that doesn't necessarily apply. It certainly actually doesn't apply to the good people who have helped after this horrible circumstance where these people were killed and maimed. All the goodness that has come to the surface because of the basic goodness of America. But are we seeing the big picture? Would be a question I might ask of you. Ask at 888-302-3684. Something to ponder, certainly. And maybe, Kenny, somehow you translate that into something that we ask people on Facebook and Twitter. By the way, with he's made these comments on Twitter. What do we have going on Twitter or Facebook that it may either be linked to what he's suggesting, that is torture or other things connected to the Marathon bombing?
Nothing about torture. Nothing yet. That's a relatively new thing. Lots of comments about how this ties in or doesn't tie in to the immigration discussion. Mm-hmm. Discussion, rather. Martha says we need to be forever vigilant. Therefore, it should be considered in this immigration bill to benefit people already here so we can have them all checked out thoroughly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sterling says that it shouldn't be part of the immigration discussion, what happened in Boston last week. And he goes on to say this administration salivates over human tragedy to push their agenda.
Hmm. Well, again, going back to what I said a minute ago, is there a conspiracy here? 888-302-3684, facebook.com/goodday. On Twitter, it's @goodday. And email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Ken at DougStephan.com.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
So with your Shop Your Way e-coupons, and after redeeming your Shop Your Way rewards points on this purchase, your total is $12.32.
Great. Here you go. And would you please send me an e-receipt?
Sure thing. Thanks and have a great day.
Shop Your Way rewards members earn points on all qualifying purchases and get e-coupons, private sales, and so much more. Get your free membership today at ShopYourWay.com. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-801-4733. That's 1-800-801-4733. 1-800-801-4733. Or go to web.com/radio.
Team's going to be moving up. They're going to be moving down. Steve Milner, cornerback at Alabama, having going.
Your team's future starts on draft night.
But the Kansas City Chiefs are picking and grab Dee Milner ahead of the other teams. Another quarterback, Matt Barkley, his stock plummeting.
Know what we know, and you'll know the draft.
Second round, running backs outside of Eddie Lacy from Alabama. Nobody to speak of at that spot. Tight end Tyler Reif from Notre Dame figures in the top part.
The 2013 NFL Draft. Coverage begins tonight at 8 Eastern on ESPN and Watch ESPN. Presented by Bud Light.
888-302-3684 on the Good Day program. 16 hours of questioning so far. Investigators surprised when a judge, somebody from the U.S. Attorney's Office, entered the hospital room and read him his rights after the 16 hours. He was singing like a bird, Kenny, and then he stopped after he was advised of his constitutional right to keep quiet and seek a lawyer. He did. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
We have 24 and change after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I think there's time enough put aside here for this, for us to move into some other areas. More and more, less and less time. But the idea of torture is something new, so that's why we wanted to have a discussion of that. And meanwhile, moving on into another area of disgust and disdain for most people, the Federal Aeronautics Administration, the FAA, has been furloughing agents, not agents, they're air traffic controllers. I guess they're agents of security. Maybe we can call them that. The idea is that this 2% sequester cut has made the this agency of the Department of Transportation sort of a punching bag, as well it ought to be, considering the fact they have a almost $57 billion budget, and 2% of that would figure out to be about $100 million, right? Am I math right? About $100 million?
I think
somewhere.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah.
Okay, so $100 million out of $56 billion, and they can't find enough. Every single, this is what makes people nuts, because anybody who's got half a brain and who understands how the government doesn't work understands that we have so much waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in contracts, in management, that there is easily, that's why the whole 2% thing came around in the first place. There were many people who thought the sequester number ought to be 20% because there's so much waste in government. So these Maronis in the FAA, under the chief Maroni, Ray LaHood, who, you listen to him at press conferences, you know, he's a little short of getting to the top anyway in IQ discussion. He's decided, but I'm sure with coaching from the White House, that this is the way to handle it, because we'll get everybody PO'd, and then there'll be a bill that'll install that money back there again. Not so fast, says Paul Ryan, and some of the Democrats, and I say even that because they don't usually agree on these sorts of things, say that there's a lot of money that has been put aside for the war in Afghanistan that's not being spent, so let's use that to fix the problem. Here's a report on the sequester and the airport. In other words, this is a sort of an official overview of what the Congress and the President are likely to do about the problem that you're having if you're traveling on an airplane.
There have been furlough-related delays at Los Angeles International Airport since Sunday. Saul Ludwig's flight from San Francisco should have taken an hour.
I was delayed by 3 hours and had to totally reroute my plans to get here.
Three air traffic controllers here are furloughed every day as part of the automatic federal budget cuts. Mike Foote is a controller at LAX.
Well, so far we've seen a doubling of delays system-wide. I would expect that to continue. Currently, this is a relatively slow period of the year. The travel's going to pick up as the summer goes on.
FAA Administrator Michael Huerta was questioned about the delays at a congressional hearing today. Republican Hal Rogers of Kentucky asked if the administration is using the delays as a political weapon in the budget battle.
There are those who say you are imposing these furloughs, bringing pain to the American people for the purpose of shifting political blame.
That's not true. We are focused on maintaining our core operational and safety responsibilities.
The FAA will furlough nearly 15,000 air traffic controllers for up to 11 days through September. But Foote says the flying public does not need to carry the brunt of the cuts. He points out Congress has stopped furloughs at other federal agencies.
They've done things for the customs. They've done things for the U.S. DA, the meat inspectors, others. And we feel that they should be looking at something similar for us because the delays aren't going away.
Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood told us he tried to find savings in other parts of the FAA, but he says it was not enough to meet the 2% cuts mandated by Congress.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Wheatgrass smoothie? Kombucha colonic?
No.
Your meditation room is this way. Namaste.
Namaste. Oh, okay.
Adding a health spa would make tire shopping healthy, but it wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with extended hours and online scheduling. Plus, members get up to $130 in savings and deals after mail-in rebate on top brands like Goodyear, Michelin, and the Mighty Road Handler. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offerings 427. Installation required. See store for details. Members are voice on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at shopyourway.com.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Oh, yeah.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
More important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com. Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
What we have here going on in the world, the conversation, the important stories of the day, news nuggets for conversationalists across the land. I'm Doug Steffen with Ken Kessler, 888-302-3684. We've had our time for the bomber in this hour and the latest in that discussion, the FAA and the sequester. How many of you know that the FAA got more money than it asked for in the budget this year? The same as, by the way, the Afghanistan war. All these discussions, this is what drives people so nuts. When you actually dig into the numbers and you realize, okay, here's a budget request for let's just argue for Afghanistan, $100 billion, okay? Well, that may not be enough, so we'll give you $104 billion just in case, all right? As a result of that, there's a surplus, but it also says to them that there's no responsibility for budget. You come in with a budget, and we're going to be good guys and give you more at your expense. And the same is true with most every budget that was. This is this phony, phony stuff that you hear the sequester is going to cut 2% off of future spending and we have to cut the budget down the road. These are not present budget cuts, except they're being interpreted as present budget cuts, even though in the case of the FAA, they actually got more money this year than they had asked for, even after the 2%, Kenny. After the 2%, they have more money than they did last year, and they don't have any more employees. How does this make any sense? Listen to this conversation with a radio host named Pete Callender, focusing on the story from the perspective that I just explained.
Thousands of air traffic controllers began taking unpaid days off because of federal budget cuts, right? The sequestration. This is providing the most visible impact yet of Congress and the White House's failure to agree on a long-term deficit reduction plan. Well, of course, there was also the cancellation of the White House tours. Not the golf tours, the tours of the White House. So the Federal Aviation Administration kept planes on the ground because there weren't enough controllers to monitor busy air corridors. Delays held up flights at some of the nation's busiest airports on Monday, including New York City, Baltimore, and Washington, D.C. Monday is the typically is one of the busiest days, by the way, when many high-paying business travelers depart for a week on the road. So this made some news, as you might imagine. What might be also of interest is that the FAA actually has enough money to pay all of their scheduled on-duty air traffic controllers, even after the sequester. In fact, the FAA actually has more money than they requested. They got an increase in funding. President Obama's 2013 FAA budget request asked for $15.17 billion. Isn't that amazing? $15 billion to run the FAA. I would have thought it would be more. Maybe I'm just being conditioned by all the trillion-dollar talk. But $15 billion runs every year runs the FAA. Congress gave them an extra billion, bringing the total to $16.668 billion. The sequester lopped off $669 million, which left them with $15.999 billion. They asked for 15.17, 15.1, 15.2, and they got 15.9, or actually 16. They got more than they asked for. Yet it's the sequester that's causing all the flight delays. I smell something.
What do you smell? I smell a rat. That's a good one for that's the way to stir people up, Kenny. I love stirring people up. Maybe some of the things. Is there anything going viral on this yet? Because if there isn't, there ought to be, and maybe we can contribute to that in some way, shape, or form. What an out. I don't have the words for it. It just is so typical of being led down the road. And I'm not sure this isn't related to what I said before about the government just trying to take over everything. So what do we have? Anything that we can throw a shake a stick at?
Not yet, but I'm going to post something
you like
on,
that idea,
on Facebook
right?
and Twitter. Yeah.
Like that.
Well, I think it's something that affects a lot of people, but especially because of the bombing last week, this is something that is that just hasn't been talked about
enough,
that much.
Exactly. This is actually the number one story, in my opinion. This and the internet sales tax discussions are the two most important. Do we still have other people talking about the ricin suspect? Okay, so the first guy, it appears, didn't do it. The Elvis, that seems pretty obvious, right, doesn't it? That they arrested the wrong guy. The Elvis impersonator's name is Paul Kevin Curtis. Charges have been dropped against him. Because they didn't get their man. So authorities searched the home of a second man in connection to the ricin letters that were sent to the president and to that senator. Dozens of officials combed the Tupelo home of Everett Duchke, a man who had feuded with police's initial suspect, Mr. Curtis. So he pointed, somehow or other, the information got out that it was Curtis, but apparently it was this other guy. So here are our hosts, Bob Rose and Jay Anderson, talking about the charges being dropped against this fellow. And
charges were dropped! That's right. Mm-hmm. Ricin Elvis is off the hook. He's left the building. That's what they said at the jail. Elvis has left the building. Charges were dropped Tuesday against a Mississippi man suspected of mailing ricin-laced letters. Paul Kevin Curtis said at a news conference, "I respect President Obama and I love my country. I would never do anything to pose a threat to him or any other U.S. official." He was arrested last Wednesday at his home in Mississippi. Two letters initially tested positive for ricin, which is a poison, had been found earlier this week. One addressed to Senator Roger Wicker, a Republican out of Mississippi, and one to President Obama. "This past week's been a nightmare for myself and my family. My mother has suffered as well as my children. I'd like to get back to normal, which for me means being the best father I can be to my children." All right.
So let's go to another report. that basically underscores whatever the heck is going on between suspect number one, who's not guilty, and suspect number two, who appears to be guilty, and the odd history between the two of them.
Could the poisonous ricin-laced mail sent to President Obama and a U.S. senator have been an act of revenge? Overnight, FBI in full hazmat gear raided the Mississippi apartment of 41-year-old Everett Dutschke.
Never seen anything this blown out of proportion.
Dutschke says he wants to clear his name and consented to the search. He once ran for a seat in the Mississippi House of Representatives. One of those envelopes went to Mississippi U.S. Senator Roger Wicker. No charges have been filed against him.
Would they find anything suspicious?
Everybody has something suspicious in their house. But no, there's nothing that's related to these letters.
On Tuesday, after spending nearly a week in jail and after multiple home searches turned up empty.
Overwhelming, to say the least. That's overwhelming.
Charges were dropped against this man, Paul Kevin Curtis.
When you've been charged with something, you've never heard of ricin or whatever. I thought they said rice, so I said, I don't even eat rice.
Curtis's lawyers suggest he might have been set up.
Instead of, you know, wanting to defend her client, she just said, that guy did it. Kind of like OJ wanted to find the real killer.
In 2007, Dutschke allegedly posted this YouTube video suggesting Curtis was destroying his campaign. And only weeks ago, it appears, Curtis posted a report on Twitter that Dutschke had been charged with child molestation. Dutschke was arrested and released on a $25,000 bond. Dutschke says he's met Curtis twice and had an email exchange with him once recently after Curtis posted a fake Mensa certificate.
Aye, aye, aye. Okay.
Crazy.
My God. All right. Well, you need kind of a little bit of respite from the usual foolishness. It's Thursday morning. In a moment, and probably for the rest of the hour, we'll dig into the controversy surrounding whether or not you will be paying taxes on what you buy on the internet. That's something that, again, as I say, I think is the after the FAA and its foolishness, this is the number two item that is of interest in import. It's affecting more people than anything else. So that's up next here on the count. On the Good Day program.
Discover Card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidenced in your donations, but I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just $10 can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donations are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today.
Better up. Baseball season is in full swing, and it's time to round up the mitts, cleats, and uniforms. According to the Sporting Goods Manufacturers Association, nearly 70% of children ages 6 to 17 play team sports. That's a lot of kids getting active and a lot of uniforms to keep clean. Busy parents know that keeping uniforms clean can sometimes be a challenge, but there are easy ways to keep kids' uniforms looking like new longer. First, make sure to fit pre-soaking into the game plan. After the game, immediately soak dirty uniforms in water and a laundry pre-treater like OxyClean Versatile Stain Remover. It's safe to use on whites and colors and won't damage uniform numbers or letters. Next, instead of chlorine bleach, add a scoop of OxyClean Versatile Stain Remover to your detergent in the gentle cycle of the washing machine. It'll keep white baseball pants white and colored uniforms bright. Finally, be sure to air dry polyester uniforms to avoid any damage or shrinkage. For more uniform cleaning tips, visit OxyClean.com.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
What are we learning here today on the Good Day program? That there are a lot of crazy stories and theories. That's not anything new. It isn't, I don't think anything about the internet sales tax discussion is a surprise. You knew that grubby, greedy politicians wanted to get their hands on your money so they could spend more of it, waste more of it, and you wouldn't be able to fly on time, i.e. The FAA and the sequester foolishness. Here's Taco's Joel Riley. Yeah, am I cynical about this? Woo, yes!
A little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. Here's Taco's Joel Riley with Katie McAuliffe from Americans for Tax Reform about the proposal that's surfaced this week on taxing everything that you buy on the Internet.
One of the big stories percolating this morning, Internet sales tax. What you may not know is that just because you buy something on the Internet, you're still liable for the tax. You're supposed to pay it, just most people don't. And local governments, if this goes through government, could see as much as $11 billion per year more in added revenue. And you say this Internet sales tax bill is bad for we consumers. Tell me why.
Well, it's certainly bad. That $11 billion number that you cited is actually spread out over 46 states who have a sales tax. So it's really not that much money the states would be collecting from this anyway.
But it's money that legally we are supposed to pay, yes?
True. It's paid. Right now it's on the books as a use tax, and this would be expanding the sales tax. The major problem with that is tax collectors from other states can reach across borders and go after businesses.
Hmm. That would be quite an interesting thing to see happen. When you talk about not that much money, though, really the government, any dollar they can get, they always want to go after, don't they?
Right. Well, and there's a problem with this because the governments are required to provide software free of charge to these businesses in order for them to collect the tax. So how are the governments going to pay for this software?
Maybe they borrow against what they're going to get from the tax and pay for it that way. I mean, our governments are pretty good at spending money they don't have. Let's be honest.
Yeah, this is a very tiny fraction of the amount of money that they're thinking they're going to get, and then they're going to have to implement this program that's going to cost more than they're going to bring in.
Yeah, hey, Katie, tell me, because you're with Americans for Tax Reform, have you done any studies as to how much more people shop on the web now, and is the no-tax thing one of the reasons they do it?
You know, I'm not sure that the no-tax thing is the reason that they do it. I think people like the convenience of it, and it certainly is increasing.
Certainly is increasing. Do we have any idea to what level it's increasing?
I think it's been about 24% over the past 3 years.
Hmm. So that's big-time stuff. And you're talking about people that just don't want to drive to the Best Buy, so they go on the Best Buy webpage and buy it. Now, when it comes to the $11 billion, though, it surprises me that if we're legally liable for it anyway, why to this point have they not collected it?
Because consumers would have to pay it on their sales tax forms, and governments going after consumers would make them upset. In this way, New York can go after businesses in Ohio for sales tax. So you've got New York tax collectors coming into Ohio and going after businesses, imposing liens, making them subject to the New York court system, and there's nothing Ohio can do about it.
All right, so how do you feel about the government, which is spending too much money already? You want to give them some more? That's basically what this is. It's another money grab. 888-302-3684. Comment if you will, if you like, if you don't like. It's, I mean, if you don't want to comment, heavens, why would you waste your time? But if you do, and you find this thing to be a twister, then help yourself. We'll take some calls on this in a few moments. The Internet Sales Tax in the focus here on Good Day at 51 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Minutes after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. So who thinks what about the Internet sales tax proposal? Americans for tax reform don't like it. Americans who have common sense don't like it. Americans who realize this is a power grab and a money grab don't like it. Let's find out. Susan, listening to WJOL in Illinois, what does she say?
I oppose to it because I think our government is spending too much money on all these other little countries like Sudan and Colombia and so forth, and giving them money, and we're spending the money that we don't even have. We're borrowing the money from China and other places to raise our national deficit. And we need to stop doing this, and I don't think taxing the Internet is going to work.
888-302-3684. Try that number. Moving to Arkansas, otherwise Arkansas. Robert says we're all supposed to be paying this tax anyway.
It's not a tax. It's a collection of a tax. And right now, if you buy anything over the Internet, you're liable for that tax as it is. And I'm on a library board, and when we're audited, we have to keep track of the items that we have bought through the Internet, and then we have to pay those because we're automatically responsible for the tax. My problem is with the million-dollar exemption. They don't do that. If you have a flea market or a booth, you have to collect that tax. So I don't understand, you know, why someone has to have an exemption. It's part of the business. If you choose to do your business over the internet, much like you choose to have a flea market on the side of the road, you have to weigh the cost of doing that business. So whenever they're misdescribing it when they say it's an internet tax, it's collecting a tax that's already owed and being collected by brick and mortar companies.
I think that he's right on that technically. 888-302-3684. Kathleen's in Florida on how you buy things over the internet.
The reason I oppose it is I think that in many instances when you buy things online and you add the shipping and handling, you're actually paying more than if you went to a store and just paid sales tax. But on the other side of that coin, that shipping and handling, I think, creates jobs for the people who package and mail and the people who deliver. So I don't think you can have it both ways, because if they put a 6% sales tax and then shipping and handling, there would be no advantage in many instances to shopping online.
An interesting point of view. So both sides of the issue seem to have some merit, as John in Tennessee discusses here.
I kind of support the idea, but at the same time, you know, there's a lot more that we have to be looking at with regard to how this is going to affect us in the long run, because the internet is really, the internet is like the printing press. You know, it's something that's changing the world in many ways for the better, and at the same time poses a lot of risks and threats to us. Now, with regard to the internet sales tax, you know, taxing anything right now in this economy is, to me, a terrible idea. But at the same time, we have big companies like Amazon that actually, you know, they kind of take away from the ability of people to start up little businesses locally.
All right, let's finish this off. Gary, listening in North Carolina, with thoughts on the fairness issue.
I don't think it's fair. I like people go in a store and they'll look at something and then they'll order it online where they ain't got to pay no taxes. That hurts companies, I believe. I believe everybody should have to pay their taxes for, you know, make it equal for everybody. And I hear all these people calling in talking about taxes this and taxes that. People, you got to pay. If you want services, you have to pay taxes. I don't understand people. If they don't like paying taxes, don't pay them then. Go to jail, whatever. But you don't need people. I don't believe they get information right when they call in here. They've been listening too much to Fox News, I reckon. Seems like the problem is to me. Everybody wants to get a free ride. And me and my wife, we work every day and pay our taxes. We don't ask for nothing extra, nothing like everybody else.
Wow. How about that?
Take that.
Good for you, sir. Damn Fox News. That'll be the end of us all. Right? After that, what more is there to say? I think there's a cap on conversation. We've flown through another hour of conversation here on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen along with Ken Kessler. Those of you who think you need to know more about what's going on in the world ought to stick around. If you don't have it on your radio, you can check it out at Doug.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.